COVID-19 vaccine. Waiting after your COVID-19 vaccination. A leaflet from the NHS and UK Health Security Agency. What is changing? Up until now, people receiving the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines have been asked to wait for 15 minutes before leaving the vaccination centre. This was because the rate of serious allergic reactions, anaphylaxis, reported after these two vaccines is slightly higher, around 5 to 10 per million doses, than after other vaccines, normally 1 per million. Why is this changing? Due to the Omicron variant, the booster program for adults is being accelerated. As part of this, and given the very low rate of anaphylaxis, the 15-minute wait has been suspended, as we now have much more experience with giving these vaccines to millions of people. People are not normally observed for 15 minutes after other vaccinations. Who is advising this change? The change has been advised by the Chief Medical Officer and has the support of the Medicines Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, and the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, JCVI. What should I do when I attend for vaccination? If you have a history of allergies, particularly to other vaccines, or if you had an immediate reaction after your previous doses, you may be advised to stay for the 15 minutes. Please make sure you tell the vaccination centre. Note that a family history of allergies or even anaphylaxis is not a risk factor. Please also tell them if you have previously fainted following vaccination. Otherwise, you will be able to leave the centre straight after your vaccine as long as you feel okay. You must not drive for 15 minutes after the vaccine. This is because of the risk of fainting. What happens if I do experience allergic symptoms? Keep this information handy. You should look out for the following symptoms: airway, persistent cough, vocal changes, hoarse voice, swollen tongue causing difficulty swallowing, breathing, difficult or noisy breathing, wheezing like an asthma attack, consciousness, feeling lightheaded or prolonged faint, clammy skin, confusion, unresponsive or unconscious. These symptoms typically happen within 15 minutes of vaccination. If you experience any of these, call out for help and or ring 999 immediately, or ask someone to do this for you. If you are deaf, have hearing loss or speech impairment, you can text the emergency services on 999, but you need to register your phone in advance. To find out more, go to emergencysms.net. The following symptoms, on their own, are not anaphylaxis, but imply a more mild reaction: swollen lips, face or eyes, itchy skin rash, for example hives, urticaria. If any of these symptoms occur and you need advice, contact 111 or your health professional. You can contact NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111, or by text phone on 18001 111. Simple faints are much more common after vaccination. If you do faint, stay flat on your back with your legs raised. If this doesn't make you feel better, then call for help. Further information. You can report suspected side effects on the website using the QR code or by downloading the Yellow Card app. You can also read the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects, on the Coronavirus Yellow Card website at coronavirus-yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. This leaflet and a standard version in Braille, BSL, large print, as an easy read version, and translated into 27 languages, can be ordered from www.healthpublications.gov.uk, by calling 0300 123 1002, or by text phone on 0300 123 1003. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2021. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 2021976. Product code C21AAENAU December 2021 APS version 1.